was the message that you took away after you faced that public anger?
Well, I think that democracy is alive and well in Philadelphia. I knew that there was likely to be an interesting dialogue when some in the audience booed the director of the Constitution Center, stood to welcome everyone. So it was clear to me from the outset that there were definitely some folks in the audience who were not interested in any conversation, but more were there to disrupt and, have an opportunity to disengage the folks from a conversation about health reform.
Do you think that those protests are purely orchestrated, or do they reflect any genuine unease with the direction that this health care overhaul is going?
Well, I don't think there's any more personal issue to the American people than health care. Everyone has a personal story situation, a member of the family, a child, a parent who has had, some kind of pathway where either health care was really good or really bad or fell somewhere in the middle. I spent 8 years as insurance commissioner with people who fought every day with insurance companies
in the state of Kansas,
using our office as an ally, trying to get the benefits they had paid for. So, this is, I think, a real and personal situation. And I think the intensity around healthcare discussions reflect that, personal situation. What I think is unfortunate is there is a lot of misinformation being intentionally pushed out to folks who, frankly, right now have healthcare, and I think there's no question that the intent is to really scare people.